I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Out of all the dumb problems to have this weekend, I think I have the most ridiculous one. And I don't know what to do because it's so crazy.
Well, you know I'm a fixer. I love to fix things. What do we have here? Problem solver on the case.
It's Anna and Raven. Have you ever had to fire the ice cream truck guy from your house?
I don't know about firing him. Sometimes you wish like you had one on call because it seems like they come around for a while and then they're ghost.
Right.
We have one in my neighborhood, but you have to purchase. That's what I figured out is you have to purchase consistently.
Yep.
Or else they get sporadic, man.
Well, I have the opposite. We have an ice cream truck guy.
Okay.
And I almost broke my ankle the first time he came around last month.
Right, right.
Trying to chase him down.
Booking out of the house.
Yep.
Luckily, I'm on a cul-de-sac, man. Yep. So I get him on the turnaround. But you got to be ready when you hear the song.
I finally catch the guy. I tell him to come by. And now he knows that when he comes to my house, we buy an ice cream.
Right,
you know?
Right. There's kids here. There could be some guests. There's going to be a lot of ice cream money to make.
Except there's one problem.
Yeah.
It's a low budget ice cream truck.
Oh.
So now I'm not ice cream truck shaming people.
Is it like an old truck or is it like a truck that's not intended to be an ice cream truck but it's been repurposed? Like it used to be a mail carrier?
Well, here's the truth is that the ice cream truck itself is old and I don't care about the actual shape. If you have delicious ice
cream,
I'm going to eat it.
You're right, right.
Right. But so they're Merino ice Italian ices, you know, the ices, right?
Oh, of course.
The lemon or the watermelon or cherry.
Yes.
It's got like 3 inches of extra ice on top because they're so old.
Yeah.
My little one, Dakota, the 19-month-old, she pointed to the SpongeBob one. SpongeBob's eyes were like 3 inches apart from each other. She opened it up. It looked like a yellow brick, like a deformed. Like sloth
right,
from the
okay.
Goonies. Like, it was awful looking.
Right. So it's melted. It's refrozen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have consistent refrigeration in the ice cream truck.
Right. So now all the ice creams are, they're real budget and they're not looking good. And it's not inexpensive. Like, the deformed looking, like the push pop where it's like red, white, and blue.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
those. All right. That is like $4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I understand, like, okay, it's got to be $4.
Well, it's supply and demand.
So now,
supply and demand, Anna. That's all.
The first 3 times he came after, don't get me wrong, we went out there and we were excited.
It was refreshing. You were fired up, right?
Yeah.
And you stayed hopeful.
Oh, right. But then this past weekend, Hayden, my older daughter, she looks at me and she goes, Mommy, I want to go to Carvel.
Right.
Yeah.
She's ready to skip it this time. Can't we just pick up a package of our own at Stew's?
So I tell her to hide, right? Because she goes, but can't they see our cars are here?
No, because now he knows you guys are on the line. He's got you hooked.
He stops right in front of our house.
And the pusher comes by and he waits.
Right at the bottom of the driveway. The driveway's not long.
Typically, this is a $15 cleanup for him right here. Now,
easily.
And all of a sudden, it's not happening.
Right. So now he's just parked at the end of the driveway with the song going over and over and over. And
yeah,
now
it's
me
creepy,
and Hayden,
man.
We're hiding underneath the window. We're looking out. And I, what are we going to do? We got to go out and get the ice cream. And she's like, but I want to go to Carvel. I go, well, I'm not going to buy you 2 ice creams.
Right, that's it.
Right, so now we have to make a decision. And now, so we do nothing.
It's either break his heart or break your daughter's heart.
Do I go out and have a conversation? It's like, hey, listen, we gave it a good shot.
Right.
But unfortunately, your ice cream is not at the where I need it to be, or do I just keep hiding from the ice cream truck guy until he gets it?
Life is all about options, right? So you really, really, really got to be cautious this week because it's going to be 90 every day. So maybe you break up with him next week.
But here's the worst part. He brings his son with him.
Oh, so you're breaking up with his son, too.
His son is like 9 years old in the ice cream. How am I going to look kid in the eye and like, tell him he's got terrible ice cream.
Take an ice cream right out of his mouth.
I'll take a toasted almond. When is it from? 2016? That's okay. I like it anyway.